Blog Talk Radio.
Day is almost night, and I don't want to lose this fight. No, I fooled around much too long. Oh, yes, I have. Now I believe, but you see, I don't want to ever look back. No, 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 no. Because I know that I've done wrong. Oh, Lord, if you give me the strength I need, Lord, I want to be able to see, and I'll heed to you every command. Oh, and to thank you.
song. I'll take that today as my testimony. Amen. Holy One, I'll never let you down. Oh, glory to God. How many just want to live that life where they never, never, no one and nobody, nothing can ever take the place and stand in that stand and say, hey, you've let God down. Ah, glory to God, glory to God. You know, as I was thinking about today, amen, I had decided to cancel the show. As a matter of fact, I did cancel it this morning. I thought I was going to be here, there, and everywhere, but the Lord blessed me where I was able to take care of my business, and I said, Lord, I got to get on this line. Then I received a text from Darylin, and she reminded me, she said, are we going to be praying for the blessed? I forgot all about. We said on Wednesday, those that had oil, hallelujah, that we would pray over it and bless that oil. Amen. So I came right on in here and scheduled the broadcast 30 minutes late. Amen. 30 minutes later. Amen. I won't say late, later. So instead of the 3 o'clock hour here in New Orleans, it's 3:30. Amen. And we're on the line. And I thank God that we were able to keep our word. And we'll see how many will call in today that have oil that they have purchased. And that's all that is, a bottle of olive oil. But you know what? God anoints, hallelujah, and he sanctifies that oil when it's prayed over. Amen. So then you discern that it's no longer just regular olive oil that you may use to cook wood and you may take for medicinal purposes or what have you, but it becomes blessed. And hallelujah. And every time you anoint, anytime you anoint something in the name of Jesus, amen, look for that oil. Hallelujah. Look for that oil to be sacred. Look for that oil to be sanctified. Woo, Jesus. We know we all in the Christmas season, and as I go about through the different businesses and what have you, and you greet people and what have you, you know, we don't even say Merry Christmas anymore. Now, you got to remember, when you say Christmas, that's inclusive of Christ. Because the beginning of that word is Christ. So it could be Christmas. Amen. So we say Christmas, but folks don't even say Christmas anymore. Everything is happy holidays, happy season, joyful season. And so you may, very seldom you hear people say Merry Christmas because many of them don't have Christ in their life. Amen, amen. But I'm looking at the scripture now in Isaiah 9 and 6, for unto us a child is born. Well, we know Jesus really wasn't born on Christmas Day, but this is the day that the nation has set aside on December 25th as the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But if he has not been birthed in your spirit, amen, he hasn't come alive in your life, then it's just like he's never been born. So Isaiah 9 and 6 say, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Amen. So, Jesus, I bless you today. And it says, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. Everything is on our Lord and Savior's shoulders. Remember, he has the whole wide world in his hands. Amen. But you know what I love about it? God never gets tired of us. He never say, well, this is enough. I'm going to bed. This is enough. I don't have time for you today. Hey, ding, ring, 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 busy signal. Ring, 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 voicemail. Ring, 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 I have to get back to you later. You'll never get any of those messages from God because guess what? He never slumbered nor sleep. Ah, glory to God. I love him today. Amen. Because he has given us the greatest gift. He's given us his son. Amen. And he came in sinful flesh. Ah, glory to God. He was tempted at all points. Oh, I could preach about Jesus today. He was tempted at all points, but he knew no sin. Ah, Who would serve a God like this? He said, the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called what? Wonderful. Ah, God, I bless you today. I'm going to open up y'all lines. I see Prophet Davis. I see Darylin. I see, glory to God. Pastor Gloria was on. Amen. I see Evangelist T. Amen. Amen. The scriptures say the government, glory to God, shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called what? Wonderful. Hallelujah. When it's wonderful, it's magnificent, it's brilliant. Amen. It's flawless. Amen. No blemishes. Glory to God. The Bible says he knew no sin. Hallelujah. But what I love about him also, he came as a humble servant. Glory to God. He took on the form of a servant, and he humbled himself, and he was obedient unto the cross. Glory to God. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor. Hallelujah. The Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Glory to God. I bless him on today. Hey, you don't know more, Shia. Glory to God. They say, you don't know more, Shia. The wise men came to present gifts. Oh, glory to God, came to present gifts to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is Christmas, and what gifts are we giving to him? Well, I could tell you the best gift that he loved, the best gift that he honored, is a life of holiness, a committed life, a life that would reverence him, a life that would obey him, a life that would love him. Oh, I bless him today. Hallelujah. He is our Prince of Peace. Glory to God. He is our Everlasting Father. He is our Mighty God. He is our Counselor. His name is Wonderful. Thank you, Jesus. So we just thank the Lord today. Thank him for an opportunity on this Christmas Eve to just come and gather with you all for a few minutes. Amen. And I'm going, fire. Hallelujah. I text Minister Darylin back, and I said maybe we'll do it on tomorrow or Friday. But as I finish taking care of my business, I say, Lord, let me get on here. I know I'm late, but I could go in about 30 minutes late, 30 minutes later, amen, and sign on to this Blog Talk Radio. I take this thing serious. There's nothing and nobody more important than God's work. There's nothing more valuable than God's people. Hallelujah. So we bless him today. Amen. We're going to see if we can get an exhortation from everybody today. Amen. And just begin to think on God. Begin to think on what he's done for you. Forget about it's Christmas. Hallelujah. But just focus on him being born. Just focus on that Jesus was born. Hallelujah. Really? The scholars and the researchers, they really don't. Some of them don't even have a clue. But we know that he was born. And he was born. Because guess what? When we met him, hallelujah, we had that experience where we were able to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. He changed our life. He changed the way we walk. He changed the way we talk. Glory to God. He changed our mannerism. He changed our minds, and our thoughts were no longer the same. Amen. He picked us up out of the muck and the mire. We was in a horrible pit. Hey, we was in a valley, couldn't see our way out. Oh, but then came Jesus. Then came Jesus. When Jesus stepped on the scene, amen, amen, he promised us that he would give us life and that more abundantly. He told us when you drink of this fountain, you'll never thirst again. He said even when your mother and your father forsake you, he said, I'll pick you up. He said, I'm a friend that's sticking by you closer than a brother. I'm the friend that's going to love you at all times, in spite of your flaws, in spite of your blemishes, in spite of your disappointments, in spite of your setbacks, in spite of in spite of your feet slipping every now and then. Oh God, I tell you, I think about David. He said, when I looked and saw the prosperity of the wicked, he said, my foot, he said it almost, he didn't say it did, he said it almost. Now I imagine that had to be before he really slipped, because we all know that his foot didn't almost slip, it slipped, amen, when he took another man's wife, amen. So when David gave this testimony, that when he looked at the prosperity of the wicked, amen, and he saw him, how you don't know most, how they was prospering, how they looked like everything was going good and they had it going on. He said, my foot almost slipped. So I imagine Prophet Davis, Pastor Gloria, this had to be before the incident with Bathsheba. Ah, glory to God. You better watch, God. That testimony that you had, you better keep it. You want to almost slip. You don't want to slip situation. Amen. Because you ain't guaranteed to come back. See, some people think they can go out there and do their thing and they can come on and ease on back in. But let come me on. Tell you, everybody ain't guaranteed to make it back. I said I'm married to the backslider. I didn't plan this. I said we're going to do some exhortation and we're going to pray for the oil and we're going, but I don't know who I'm speaking to today. Amen. But if you in the ark of safety, amen, stay in that ark, baby. Stay in that ark. It may get a little uncomfortable, amen, because you're in here, remember, you're in here with animals, you're in here with two-footed beasts, amen, male and female, that's who was in the ark. God told Noah to bring an animal in of every kind, a male and a female. Just imagine all of these animals in that ark with Noah. Oh, glory to God, but one thing about and God separated what it was able to endure. And when the flood came, amen, only those that was in the ark, hallelujah, they were safe. You in the ark of safety, stay there. Stay there. Hallelujah. God ain't told you it was going to be flowery beds of ease. Amen. But he told you, I promise you, I'll take care of you. Amen. He promised us that he'll never forsake us. He promised us, amen, that we would be above. He put Noah above the waters. He said, you'll be above and not beneath. He said, we would be the lenders and not the borrowers. That's what he told us in his word. He said that. Y'all don't know most tired. So stay in this off, baby. God, you're going to have to cry sometimes, but just know that God will deliver you. Just know that he got your back. He know what you're going through. He's seen every tear. He's heard every petition. Amen. He see the aches and the pains. He see when we get so upset we want to slap somebody. He see when we get so upset, we want to cuss him out. Hallelujah. But then we think about Jesus. And he said, if I hold my peace, I heard the psalmist say, hold your peace and let the Lord fight your battle. And you may not have everything. You know, this year, I didn't even buy a Christmas card for nobody. The pastor, the family, nobody. My mother, my sister, my son in prison, I didn't buy a Christmas card this year. I didn't buy roof, nothing. Started not to buy any food, but my mother was gone, so I knew I had to get a little something. I'm not looking to go visit anybody. Amen, but I'm going to have me a good time with my Lord. And, woo, glory to God. I'm just thankful to be in the land of the living. I'm thankful to have a sound mind. I'm thankful for the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, that lives on the inside. Oh, glory to God. It's going to get cold in New Orleans today, tonight and tomorrow, they said. Somebody don't have a roof over their head. Somebody don't have any food. Somebody don't have socks to put on. They don't have a warm bed to get in. Ah, glory to God. But I'm determined in my mind, Lord, I ain't got it, and I'm not going to try to get it. For what? Amen. If I can't give them Jesus, I don't have nothing else to offer you this year. This year, I'm giving you Jesus. And if Jesus is not enough, I'm sorry. Prophet David's all I could give this year is Jesus. That's all I got. Amen. And if you accept him, you'll have everything. Ah, God, you won't have to fret. You won't have to worry. And Jesus, when 2015 comes in, you ain't got to worry about paying on bills that you should never even made. Ah, God, you go into the new year depressed because you done went out here and bought all these gifts. Ah, for people you don't like, people that you'll never see again, all to impress. Ah, God, but I'm telling you today, try to impress Jesus. Ah, tell him happy birthday, Jesus. I thank you, hallelujah, for one day I met you. One day I experienced this love. I experienced this true joy. Oh, God, I bless you today. Let me open up the light. Ah, God, hallelujah, those of you that have your oil ready. Hey, glory to God. Ah, you know, Messiah. Thank you, Jesus. Ah, God, I'm going to go here, you know, Messiah, to Pastor Gloria. Then we're going to come to you all. Ah, she got a word. She got a word, too. And then we're going to Prophet Davis. Ah, and he's going to wrap it on up. Ah, you know, Messiah. Oh, glory to God. I bless you today, God. I feel like when you begin to think about Jesus and all that he's done for you, when you begin to remember where he's brought you from, this Christmas ain't nothing but another day that he's kept you. The psalmist said, just another day that the Lord has kept me. Come on, Pastor Gloria. I hear no more see you. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, glory to God.
We bless your name. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Lord, I feel like running. I feel like running. You don't know like I know. Jesus. Bless your name, God. Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus.
My God Almighty. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I love you today, God. Yes, Lord.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, glory to God.
Woman of God, put on your heart, woman of God. I know it's something that you can share with us. Amen. This is the last. This is the last. The last. We got one more Wednesday in the year. Hallelujah.
Oh, bless you, God.
It's all be over. Hallelujah. It's time to get ourselves together. It's time to line up with the Word of God.
Yes,
God,
it is. Hallelujah.
I don't know about you all, but I need something from God. I wish in my days, because I want to hear from God. I want to be led right, Jesus. I don't want to give the enemy no room. Jesus.
Good God, right now.
Go
thank
ahead,
you,
that's
Jesus.
The glory. I'm turning over
glory
to you,
to God. The Bible says in 1 Timothy 1 and 6, wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gifts of God. Oh, my God, as we come into the close, as we come into the close of another year, glory to God, I invoke you today, glory to God, to stir up, to stir up the gift of God that's on the inside of you, my God Almighty. When the church is operating in the authority, operating in unity. Oh, my God. And when we walk in unity, when we get ready to stir up the gifts of God on the inside, we can overcome every assault of the enemy. Glory to God. When we begin to stir up the gifts of God on the inside and we come into agreement, we can keep the division out of our homes. We can keep the division out of our churches. Oh, glory to God. When we up the gifts on the inside, when we cause our lives to be governed by God, cause our lives to be governed by grace, to be governed by consecration. Oh, glory to God, you can keep the division out of your home. You can keep the division out of your church. It stops the devil track. When you come together in agreement, oh, glory to God, when you find unity, it blesses the body of Christ. It blesses our Lord and Savior. It's time for the church to lead, Pastor. It's time for the church to take control. It's time for the church to stand up, glory to God. We're in a time of a desperate warfare as the enemy is viciously. He's attempted to destroy the generals. Because he knows the coming of the Lord is at hand. My God Almighty, come on.
God is raising up a generation of believers who will move as survivalists. Glory to God. They will touch and transform.
Come on.
Through that anointed oil that represents God Almighty, represents the Holy Spirit. My God, but we begin to set up the gift. We begin to have a third child, glory to God. We begin to love. We begin to hunger for God. Jesus, God Almighty. We begin to stand again. When you stir up the gifts on the inside, you begin to search. You begin to long for him. You begin to have a hunger for God that he will move. As you're earnestly seeking him, as you're diligently finding him, in your daily lives, in your daily walks, in your secret place, in your closet, many are looking for restoration. Glory to God. If you will, they're looking for the move of God into particular areas in their lives. God is getting ready to move. Hallelujah to Jesus.
Move, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I long to be in the presence, and I invoke you to be in the presence of God. I long to be in the house of God. I love to commune with God's people. I love to be in fellowship with God's people. Why? Because it stirs up something on the inside of me. I'm glory to
God.
When you're walking with same-minded folks, when you're walking with them that believe like you believe, good God Almighty, a prayer will begin to spring out from a mere conversation. That's the way God, as you were speaking to my husband today, I bless the Lord Almighty, what God has given unto you, that anointing that's upon your life. Oh, glory to God. It calls, it's a stirring in the belly. If there's anything on the inside, if they really know God, and they come in contact with water,
God is driving on their life, and as you begin to talk with her, I can hear God up and up about you. I can hear the spirit of the gifts. Good God Almighty. Oh, glory to God. My. As we close out this year, pray is the key, people of God. My God, it is your faith that's going to unlock the doors in the portals of heaven. It is your prayers in your faith that's going to invoke God's blessings. Today, I speak now to the portals of heaven that they would open up unto the people, that they will release the blessings of heaven for the people of God. My. Pastor, we can stop a lot of things, but we can't stop a move of God. When your life is winding up with daddy, I don't care what it looks like. They can't stop the move of God. They can't stop the blessing. They can't stop your gift. They can't stop the rivers of water that is flowing on the inside of you. Oh, bless his name. I love you today, God.
Jesus.
When you're praying, I heard Pastor Bernard say she's been on 21 days of fasting and praying. And then she said, God, I need a move. I got to go a little bit further. See, when you're expecting God, when you're expecting God to answer your prayers, you're expecting God to bring you out of darkness, you're expecting God to move back the plans of the enemy, you're expecting the power of God to come forth. It's going to take the denying of yourself. It's going to take the crucifying of the flesh. Good God Almighty, those promises that God made unto thee. Here in the day, I can hear the word of God. Some things come but by fasting and praying. If you want to see daddy show up, I dare you to push the plate away. I dare you to seek God. I dare you to lay prostrate. I dare you to cry out to him. Glory to God. God is moving, people of God. God is moving. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I'm excited about it. Good God Almighty. I bless you today, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm reminded of David in the book of Psalms. Oh, glory to God. Oh, Daddy, I love you. Oh, God, I bless your name. David said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want.
Come on.
David said, he making me to lie down in green pastures. He leading me beside the still waters. He leading me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. My God Almighty, because thou stride and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Thou anointest. Somebody got some oil today that God is getting ready to anoint. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup running over. Surely in goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. When I bless him today, good God, glory. If I could just share this with you for a moment here, in closing, all of us go through some valley experiences. All of us, some adversities. It's inevitable in this life. Oh, glory to God. You're going to have difficult times. Thank you, Jesus. You're going to give the word to God. Has he allowed us to suffer? God, what are you doing? God, why is this? God, what is going on? God, I'm keeping my walk. God, I'm walking my faith. God, I'm seeking you. I'm consecrated. So, God, what is this that I'm going through this difficulty? What is this dilemma? God, what is this trial? Can I give you some good news today? God is coming out of a bush. If God permitted a trial, he's getting ready to bring you to the forefront. Come in, none of a bush. Come in, Brother Job, and testify. Good God in glory. Job can tell us today, Pastor, that he went through many trials. He went through many battles. He lost everything. Even his wife, who's supposed to have loved him, told him to curse his God and die.
Come on.
That's a good news. And glory to God. On the heels of every miracle, the enemy got to rise up. He got to try to stop some stuff. He got to try to move in. Move from things. When God gets
come
ready
on
to
now.
Create her, when God gets ready to restore her, when God gets ready to release her, it's nothing the devil can do. Can I get a witness here?
My.
I read in the Word of God that Job got double. Job got double for everything he lost. You may be facing some things right now. You're saying, I'm losing out. I'm losing out. That's what the enemy want to make you think. It's a smoke screen. Glory to God. That is not what it appears to be. If God be
come
for
on.
You, who shall be against you? The God in glory. The Bible says, many are the affliction of righteous, but I shall deliver out of them all. So David was saying, I had some bad experiences. Oh, glory to God. I went through difficult circumstances. Oh, glory to God. But when God is in control, it don't matter the depth, it don't matter the length of the valley, it don't matter the season, how long it's been that you've been suffering. If God made a promise, you're getting ready to rise up, you're getting ready to come out your valley experience, you're getting ready to come out with a testimony, you're getting ready to come out with victory attached to your name. So I come today to tell you to hold on. I come today to tell you keep seeking him, keep calling on him. He's a God that shall not lie. He's not a man that he will lie. He's to be a son of man that he needs to repent. If God said it, God's going to do it. My God in glory, I feel God today. Hallelujah to Jesus. Ah, my. People of God, you're getting ready to come out of your valley. You're getting ready to go to the mountaintop. All you got to do is believe God. All you got to do is and when you can't see him, my God Almighty, glory to God. I'm reminded to tell you today, the enemy can stop a lot, but it can stop a lot.
Jesus, come on now. Woo, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
Glory to God.
God, I bless you.
Glory to God.
God
bless you.
Jesus.
People of God. God is getting ready to do some record-breaking things. God is getting ready to do some mind-blowing testimony.
You don't almost die,
Glory to God, some of your lives, some of you, some of these that's upon this line today. Your years getting ready to end dutifully in the way out of the future that the Lord has orchestrated to command and commanded to be. Glory to God. As we get ready to embark upon 2015, getting ready to go into the year of greatness, as we get ready to go into the year of things and miracles and manifestation. God, there is a line of things. Glory to God, and I'm telling you, it's going to literally blow your mind. Glory to God, because the way God is getting ready to come, you didn't think he was going to come that way. Can I say today, we enter in a season for release and recovery. God,
come
on. God has already begun to untap. He's already begun to unwrap. He's already begun to disconnect. You from which that is keeping you in bondage, keeping you from being productive. That's keeping you from growing in the kingdom of God. God is coming
come
today
on.
To speak. I'm getting ready to thrust
you
forward. I'm getting ready to bring you to divine God of dark days purpose. Everything that's been stolen, everything that's been bound, tied up, in packed. Jesus, I'm telling you today, as one of God's servants, that God is getting ready to honor the release. Heaven is getting ready to make a decree. The portals of heaven
is getting ready to bring recovery, and no devil is going to stop.
What God has ordained, you just get to embrace it and get ready to walk into your new Jesus.
Yes,
hallelujah.
God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, bless his name.
Oh, glory.
Oh, bless
God.
His name.
Jesus.
Oh, bless his name.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Bernard, I began to tell him on the light a few days ago that if God was to take back the pain that caused you to, if he would take back the pain that caused you to gain strength, you would lose that strength. We don't understand why we got to go through certain pains and certain sufferings. Lord, the God of God is developing us. God is giving us strength. God is giving us what we need to stand. So if God was to take that child back, then you won't have the strength that you have today. The crown is not designed, child. It's not designed to destroy you. It's designed to destroy your gift, your assignment, your talent. Ah, glory to God. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In closing, people of God, remind yourself that the Lord is your shepherd. You shall not want. Mm. Oh, glory to God. God, thank you for what you said on this line today. Father, take no credit for what you say and for what you do. God, I give you glory and I give you praise. In the blessed name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, and bless God. And Pastor, I want to apologize for the distraction. Amen, I was out at the grocery store and I came out so I could sit in the automobile so I can do what God has. Amen, had need of thee for me, to help and aid you in every way that I can. So I apologize if there's any noise or distraction in the background.
That was a good word.
Now, you know, this woman is serious. Prophet David, you know, we got to be serious about God's work. We out shopping. And we say, hey, I'm gonna take a detour, amen. And I'm going and give them a word. A word from them.
Right,
that's
walking in the office right there.
Oh, Jesus!
That's bad.
Jesus.
You got to be tuned
into God. I
didn't know
you was out.
That's
all right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
I thought you was at the church.
Thank you.
I thought you was at the altar at the church.
Yes, Lord. Y'all better watch God. God always. And the enemy didn't want me. He wanted me to cancel today altogether. When I saw that text from Daryl and say, are you all still playing for the OL? I said, Lord, I got to get on this line. Hey, Jesus. That was the word.
It was an anointed word. Thank you,
Jesus.
She was at the grocery.
Right.
What kind of anointing is that?
Woo! When you're anointed of God, all you got to do is stir it up. He said, it's in your belly already.
Boy, I tell you. He said it'll be
like rivers of living water flowing out of your belly. Oh, Jesus, I bless you. Go ahead,
Lord.
Prophet David. I didn't know we were going to be preaching today. See, y'all better tell people they never know what you're going to get when you get on this line. Hey, glory to God, I'm Darylin. Praise the Lord. That rhema word. Yeah, you know the Messiah. Let me get Darylin and Evangelist T, and we're going to have Prophet David to wind it on the. Glory to God.
I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, that woman is anointed by God.
Woo! Glory.
Thank you, Jesus. Make a dead man come alive.
Come on. Jesus. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Darylin. Hallelujah. Jesus.
I just want to share with y'all this morning's text message. It said that although it's not officially our Savior's birthday, but it's when it's celebrated. So I ask, what gift are you presenting to him on tomorrow? We all love being acknowledged for our birthday and even more excited when gifts arrive. So how can we honor our Creator for the blessing to celebrate his birthday? First, by showing love to one another, because out of his love we are here. John 14:21 says, he that had my commandments and keepeth them, it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. So I ask that you call, text, email somebody and express your love for them, and you will make God happy. Amen. God is awesome. So awesome that he permitted us to celebrate his birthday.
Yes.
So I just want to know, how can we just give our all to him
because he is allowing us to come and say happy birthday, Father, to him. So somebody you haven't talked to, but you say you love them. Somebody you haven't seen, but you say you love them. So I tell you, reach out, because you don't know this time and season. Summertime, they come down with suicide, depression. Reach out, sisters and brothers, and I ask that you touch the way that God loves us. Show that love to someone else. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory your name, Father God. Thank you, Jesus, that Pastor Benoit was obedient. Obedient for getting eyes open to do. Because it blessed me. Because I'm waiting to bless you. It's all blessed. Because it's not just for me. I have several bottles that needs to be blessed for my family.
Yes,
and while I'm out here in Texas, I'm going to distribute this oil.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Several bottles. So you know what? I was compelled to get on this line, Daryl, and when you reminded me that we said we would pray for that oil a day, and guess what? I had to honor that commitment. Jesus, all this other stuff can wait. Turnip greens, collard greens, all that stuff can wait. Hey, Jesus. I said, Lord, I got to get on this line. Amen. And I sent out a text at the last message. I called Prophet David and said, can you get on the line? Jesus.
Oh, my God.
God is going to bless
you. No matter what's going on, we still got to give honor and glory to God. Because he's been acknowledged me in all thy ways.
Thank you. Amen. Amen. All right. We're going to go to Evangelist T. And then I see my sister Dawn on the line. My mother will be visiting her after she leaves Danielle. So I don't know if she's able to say anything. Let me open up the line. Then I'm going to Sister T. Evangelist T. Dawn, God bless you. Merry Christmas. Dawn. All right, we going to Evangelist T. Amen. You got your bless all. Put it in your hand. Amen. We're going to hear a word from Prophet Davis, and then we're going to let him pray over this bless. Oh, God, I bless you today. Whew. Evangelist T. God, no more.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's truly an honor to be on the line today. I'm glad you came on, because I called in at 1, and I was like, okay, I'm going to be patient, because I need a word today. So I honor God in the spirit of God today.
All right.
You know, it's true that day that the Lord has made. Now, I'm rejoicing, and I'm being glad in it. I really ain't caught up in the whole Christmas thing. I'm thanking the Lord for the gift he gave me. The gift he gave me was his life. So I just honor him today. I praise the name of the Lord. I'm just excited about the things of God, and after yesterday, I just really feel refreshed, and I'm ready to move on and do what the Lord called me to do. I'm just excited. I felt like things just broke. Some stuff broke off of me yesterday, and I slept better and everything. So God is faithful. I thank God for this broadcast and the people of God. I love you guys. Merry Christmas. Something that don't get said very often.
God bless you. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Lord, I bless you.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hey, hey,
hallelujah.
Glory to the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord.
Thank you,
Master
Lord.
Savior. Master Savior.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Jesus.
Lord, I love you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Evangelist Bernard.
Hallelujah.
Hello?
Yes. Yes, Prophet. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
God bless Hallelujah. Everyone. Giving honor to God. My God, I feel drunk in the spirit already. Thank you, Jesus. Pastor Gloria, you preached. The anointing was on you, is on you. Mighty word from the Lord. Woke me up in the spirit. I mean, woke me up in the spirit. Just got my attention in the spirit. The Holy Ghost just tapped me and said, "Are you paying attention, son?" mighty word from the Lord, mighty word from God. I mean, and being at the grocery store, that just don't make sense.
Jesus.
That don't even make no kind of sense. That kind of anointing at the grocery store? Glory to God. And then I know you wasn't really, you know, if you at the grocery store, you don't got all your notes and everything. You don't got the Bible all out and everything. That woman went in her car and preached like she was in the pulpit. You know God is with that woman. God is with her. She got the favor of God on her life. Glory to God, the divine favor to go before the king.
Oh, yes.
Edabashata. Let me say that again. Glory. The divine favor to go before the king, like Esther. The golden scepter, which the king holds in his hand, has been extended unto thee to tell thee to come forth into the presence of the Almighty God. And whatever you ask, it will be granted unto thee.
Glory to God.
Nandabaka.
Jesus.
Oh, Kabashate.
Hallelujah.
Favor have been extended by the king that his scepter, his golden scepter, would be extended unto thee to say whatever thy petition, whatever thy request, it will be granted unto thee.
All right.
Glory
Jesus.
To God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. My God from heaven. Now, where did that come from? My God, that had to be the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. I wasn't planning on saying that now. I'm looking at something else here. Thank you, Jesus. But, Lord, you take over now because this is your service. These are your people. Yea, even I am thy servant, and I am not my own, for I have been bought and paid for with a price. Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus, the glorious, excellent, most high name of Jesus, the name that is above every name. At the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue must confess that he is Lord to God the Father in heaven, in earth, and beneath the earth. Even in hell, they're going to confess that Jesus is Lord. They're not going to escape. So thank you, Jesus, for doing it. That all things belong to you. The cattle on a thousand hills is yours. All the silver and gold, it belongeth unto thee. So, Father, we thank and we praise you for all that you have already spoken. You've spoken to the heart of your people through thy excellent servant. Glory to God, Pastor Gloria, that the anointing that you have placed on her life is just ridiculous. A grocery store anointing. Glory to God. A parking lot, wherever she go, you are with her. You have proven that. You have made it clear. You have let everyone listening and even those who have not even heard of her know that, yea, you are with her whithersoever she goeth. And whithersoever the soles of her feet shall tread, you have already given it unto her. It's hers for the asking. Glory to God. So, Father, we thank you for that kind of favor that only you can give to your children who hearken unto thy voice and who obey thy commandments. For you said in your word, if you love me, then you will keep my commandments. And if you keep my commandments, then whatsoever you ask in my name, it shall be given unto thee. Father, you've granted these things unto this thy servant, Pastor Gloria, and we thank you for that which you have bestowed upon her. We thank you for the coming year, that it will be such a blessing to her, that many doors that she did not even anticipate, favor with pastors, will be open unto her. Glory to God, Father, and we thank you. We thank you. We thank you that the men will soften their heart when she comes, and that they will give her the most excellent royal treatment that is due unto her as a daughter in Zion, as a child, even a queen of the king. And we thank you for that kind of acknowledgement, not only of her presence, but of the anointing that shall go before her into these places. In Jesus' name, we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you for Pastor Bernard. Glory to God, with the love that you have bestowed upon her, with the concern of the people that you have given her. Father, we thank you for the diligence and the work ethic that you have given her to be ever-present for your people. So we give you the glory, honor, and praise for these women of God who are, yea, daughters in Zion, that you have ordained by thy holy word and thy Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, let me speak that which you want me to say. Let me say nothing out of vainness, out of flesh, but only let the Holy Spirit come forth. Let not my spirit be grieved, but let it be edified even by the Holy Spirit alone, because I am here only to do thy work. Even if I speak 5 minutes, let it be thy will and not mine. I rebuke you, Satan. In the name of Jesus, you have no lot or part in this matter. The Spirit of the Lord rebuke thee, Satan, in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, let freedom reign, and let me fly as an eagle, as it were, to soar high in the Spirit, to deliver this, what you want your people to hear at this very hour, at this very time. And we are so careful now to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor in Jesus' holy name. Remove any hindrance out of the way. Remove any thing that's not like the Holy Spirit, anything that will not agree completely with God. We want to remove that out of the way right now in Jesus' name. Yes, Lord, it got to go now in Jesus' name. Even before I proceed, Lord, we want to remove that out of the way, out of the heart. It's in the heart. It's in the heart. It's in the spirit. I see it. I feel it. I sense it. I can't proceed until we get it out of the way, Lord. So if you move it out of the way, then I can go forward. Because I'm not going nowhere until that thing is moved out of the way. It's in the heart. It's in the heart. It got to go now in the name of Jesus. I'm going to tell you something, saints. God is, now it's not me, it's Jesus. And God allows me to pick up things in people's heart. Now, I didn't ask for this. It gets me in trouble a lot. But, you know, I got to do what I got to do because he lets me pick it up. And you know, if I pick up heaviness, then I know it's something on a person's heart. And it's you know, God don't bring heaviness. That's all I can tell you. Okay, God don't bring it. It's brought on by something else. It's not God. Okay, so that's got to go in the name of Jesus. If you know, I can pick it up. That's all I can say. And that's my job, because I got to know what's in the heart of the person. Their mouth may say one thing, but the heart is, you know, doing something else. Yes. And see, that's what God had a trouble with the Pharisees. The trouble he had with them folks was that they loved to draw nigh to him with their mouth, but the heart, it was another matter. They were holding things in their heart. Who do he think he is? That's what was in their heart. See, it wasn't the love of God that was there. It was the who do he think he is? Where do he get off with this kind of arrogance? See, they thought he was arrogant, so they were offended in their heart. There are things in the heart that is beyond the scope of man's comprehension. Only the Holy Spirit can reveal the deep things of the heart. And so that's where the essence of everything is. That's why Jesus was born in a manger outside of the hotel. He didn't want to have to deal with people trying to rush in that room. You know how a hotel is set up. He didn't want to deal with people having to try to rush in that room and see him. It wasn't about that. So he withdrew himself, even as a child, from the people that didn't have the right motive. Okay? And so he was in a barn with the animals, because the animals didn't have no motive. See? He just decided, I'm going to go ahead and be born in a manger with the animals, where I don't have to deal with all of the foolishness of men trying to say, well, I was there, I saw the birth, and trying to sell stuff, market it, because God didn't know the end from the beginning. And see, he said, I'm going to withdraw myself from all of that. I'm going into the manger with the animals where they don't have a motive. The key to life is that there can be no motive. It's got to be his. It's got to be his motive. And his alone, then he comes in, and then he does his will without you having a motive. And that's what's called a pure heart. Oh, God, thank you, Father. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. That's when the motive is removed out of the way. And so it's a difficult thing, because there are times when in our heart, Jeremiah said, the heart is desperately wicked above all things. Who can know it? The heart, the motive of the heart, the hidden motive of the heart has to be removed so that God, pure motive, can come forth. And that's where power rests. Power rests in the pure motive of the heart of God. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, concerning Christ, The reason that people don't want to say Merry Christmas, in Latin, it's written backwards from right to left. It's Mas Christ. Christ Mas. Mas means more, and then you have Christ, more of Christ. So that's what it means. It's basically saying to the people, more of Christ. Merry means to be happy with more of Christ. Glory to God. Alright, well, we're going to make this short. Thank you, Jesus. But I wanted to read one scripture. I had to deal with the heart for a minute because that's what I felt initially. And that's a scary thing when the heart is that way, you know. It's kind of a scary thing only because of the fact that eventually, at some point, it has to be cleaned out, you know, at some point. Better now than later. So that's the main thing with the heart. I don't think I'll belabor that point. I'd like to, but I think for the sake of the Holy Spirit, I'll move on. Exodus chapter 3. We're going to go to verse 7. Thank you, Jesus. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters. For I know their sorrows. I want to focus on that part right there. I know their sorrows. God knows what you're dealing with. He knows what you're suffering through. He knows what you're experiencing. He knows the heaviness of your heart. He knows the burden of your heart. He knows the problems and the difficulties that you're facing. He knows. He knows your sorrows. Just as it was in the days of Egypt, God knew the difficulty and the sorrow that they were experiencing because of the heaviness of their taskmasters. But God prophetically allowed it to go on for an extended period of time so that he could get the glory out of it. He had to prepare a man to go in and declare his word through obedience so that the people could be set free. God is telling us today, look, I know what you're going through. I know the difficulty of your circumstance. I know what you're concerned about, even the things that you have not spoken about. I know what you're concerned about. I know the problems that you're facing for 2015, which hasn't even arrived yet, and you're thinking about them now. I know the decisions that you have to make. I know the difficulty of even making those decisions. God said, I know your sorrows. I know your circumstances. I know your problems, and I know your heartaches. I know everything about you. I even know the number of hairs that are on your head. And I know the frustration that you feel in the turmoil of attempting to make these difficult decisions.
Thank you, Jesus.
God is saying, I know the difficulty in the turmoil of how you feel in making these decisions. But nevertheless, I know your sorrows. And now I'm going to come down and address the issues that you've been crying to me about. I'm going to come down and navigate your situation for you. Yes, I'm going to help you. I'm going to resolve it for you. And now I got to go into worship for a minute. Thank you, Jesus. God just shifted the whole thing. Hallelujah. Father, I adore you. I worship you. I bless you. I magnify your name. You're good, Lord, all the time. Thank you for doing it. Thank you for the shift. Thank you, Lord. I love you. I worship. I feel the anointing. I thank you for this different flow. I thank you for the anointing and this different flow. I thank you for this different flow. Something you want to do differently. I thank you for this, Father. Thank you. Take it where you want it to go. Not where I want it to go, but where you want it to go. Thank you for it. Oh, the anointing. Yes, it's about the anointing. Yes. Yes. Yes, the anointing. It's about the anointing. Yes, the anointing. Yes, it's about the anointing. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Father. It's about the anointing. Yes, Father. I hear you. I obey. Yes, it's all about the anointing. Yes. Father, we thank you for your fresh oil being imparted into us. We thank you for this fresh anointing, this fresh oil that you would pour out on us now.
Yes, God.
Thank you for this glorious anointing. We thank you for being able to be under the spout of the oil that's being released from heaven now to glorify your name, Lord. Magnify your name, Lord.
Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank
to esteem you high above the earth. Yea, and to wait in your presence that your glory would come and rest upon us individually and collectively. And here we are now, standing in your presence, worshiping and adoring you. We receive this glorious anointing, Lord. We receive it, Father, for your glory, that the heart of the people would be so sensitive to the anointing. That the heart of the people would be sensitive to the anointing, and you would fill it thereby. It is not by power nor by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Father, now we yield to the Holy Spirit. Fill us afresh. The fresh anointing, fresh power. Oh, we reverence your spirit now. We reverence your presence. This is what we need, Lord. Ah, yes. Let it sit upon each of us. Let your mantle of glory rest upon us. Yeah, we need you. We need you. We need you, Jesus. We need you. All we need is you. That's it. You are the one. You are who we need.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Brother Clinton, I see Brother Clinton on the line. Amen. We pray for the oil. Did you have any oil that you... Brother Clinton?
No. I'm sorry, you might hear an echo because I'm on the highway on my way to Houston. I don't have them all with me, but I have,
you breaking up. We can't hear.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
I
don't have it at the present moment.
All right. And designated this day to pray over the bless all. So we've done that, and we just want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. We wasn't going to hold you long. We put about 90 minutes on the broadcast, so we thank God for Pastor Gloria coming on, giving us the name of word. Thank God for each and every one of you all. Say Merry Christmas to you. We'll be on for a few minutes on tomorrow. If you're able to do it live, we understand. But we'll be on just giving God some glory. Amen. So God bless you all. We love you, baby. Thank you, Prophet Michael. Amen. You did pray over the oil, so we thank God for that. Amen, amen. So remember, use that oil. Amen. Put a touch of head every night. Amen. And I tell you, God will give you peace as you rest. Amen. He has sanctified this all, and it's very sacred. Amen. Don't take it lightly. Amen. So God bless you all. Have a beautiful, beautiful holiday. Merry, Merry Christmas. Amen. We're going to close out with Jesus Love Me. Whitney Houston. God bless you all.
God bless you all.
Let me just go and acknowledge them before we close out. Area code 504-9249. Amen.
Amen.
Area code 404. The Last four of your number is 7565. God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen. Can you tell us who you are?
This is Prophet Dion Weaver.
Oh, this is Prophet Dion. Okay, God bless you. Man of God, God bless you.
Calling from a different number today. God bless you, woman of God.
All right. Did you have some oil that you wanted us to pray for?
No, ma'am.
Pray over, really.
I'm not at home, and I don't have any oil here at my folks' house. But thank you. God bless you.
All right. Well, God bless you. Amen. We thank you for tuning in. We heard an awesome word today from your pastor. Amen. And also, we just exhorted a little bit, so we just wanted to come on and give God some glory. So we're going to close on now. God bless you all. Again, Merry Christmas. Jesus, remember, Jesus loves you. God bless you, Sister Darylin and Evangelist T and Brother Clinton. God bless. Pastor Gloria, we love you.
Sometimes I'm lonely, but never alone. Love you all. Have a Merry Christmas.